go to our Clone studio now, where our Midlands correspondent Ciarán Mullooly has news about the Lochree power station. And Ciarán, this power station had its licence suspended because of hot water discharges into the Shannon. There were hopes that that licence would be granted again, but there seems to be a fly in the ointment for workers who were waiting for that to happen. What has happened today?
Certainly is a fly in the ointment, Claire, a substantial one. They have been marching on the streets. They've been campaigning for their jobs back. But I can tell you today's news is bad news for 140 workers at Bord na Mona. Yeah, the ESP had been closed, as you say, for 2 months because of that EPA licence. Now, last week, there was a significant development when the EPA itself made it clear that they had put out guidelines of a revised licence they were prepared to give to the ESB. Now, there were lots of conditions. There were some changes, 112 individual conditions. But the ESB spoke to their workers, and I understood they briefed them at local level that these matters could be resolved. And if there were no objections, they could be all back at work as a power station within about 30 days. A 28-day period. And of course, the big if there was if there were no objections. So today, Antashka came forward. Ian Lumley made it clear this morning that they will be objecting and they'll be seeking a hearing on this issue. I've been, RTÉ News has been speaking to him this morning, and he makes no bones about it. He says the bottom line is Antashka would like to see this power station's remaining closed. They do not want to see peat burning continuing in any form in a power station on the island of Ireland. So they are objecting, and that means we're going to have a hearing, which means there's not a hope in hell of that power station opening over the next 2 months.
So this is the ESB workers who are impacted and also the Bord na Mona workers.
Yeah, up to now, I suppose, ironically, the ESB workers are still turning up for work. There's over 20 of them at that power station. They are there every day. And you'll remember, I presume they're involved in service activities and ongoing maintenance, etc. But they haven't produced a megawatt for the national grid in 2 months. And then the Bord na Mona ones are the ones who were affected badly initially. 140 of those went. After that big public campaign, 70 of them were taken back, the permanent one. There are 70 seasonal workers sitting at home on no wages at the moment. They had hopes they'd be brought back. And one must also ask the 70 who were brought back by Bord na Mona, what are they doing? Because there's no peat being harvested on a bog in the Midlands at the moment to go into a power station. So it's really is a strange situation. But if you're the family of one of those workers, it's a tragic one because they're out of work and the temporary staff and seasonal staff in particular have no wages this summer.
And indeed, all of the businesses who depend on those people spending the money in the Midlands, they're impacted too. It has a huge effect across the board.
Yeah, this point was made to me this morning by a local shopkeeper in Lanesborough, County Longford. Joe O'Brien runs the corner shop there. He says he's already seen the impact of this Bord na Mona workers who coming in on a regular basis for papers, for groceries, for week-to-week events. He said the turnover is down. He sees great uncertainty in the situation. He described on board Antashka's objection this morning as another nail in the coffin of the economy of their town. And he said they're disappointed, but he wants, on a positive note, he wants the agencies and Longford County Council to start planning for the future without Lochree Power.
So do you have a timeline now at this stage as to when this hearing will happen, Ciarán? Do we know what the next steps are?
Well, that's a matter for the EPA. I mean, in the first instance, they're going to have to wait this 28-day period from last Thursday. So I presume nothing will happen until for about another 3 weeks. Then at that point, they'll set up a hearing. So, you know, nobody expects anything to happen within 2 months. Now, there is one outside possibility, Claire, that the power station could open up over the winter months. This is the strange part as well. They have a licence which is still in place. They breached it, remember, because of temperatures. But of course, during the autumn and the winter, the water temperature will go down because of the natural climate conditions. So presumably, they'll be within the parameters of their existing licence in that period, which means technically they could reopen on their old licence in the autumn and winter months. But this is all very much make-piece and small fry stuff because, you know, the bigger picture is this power station, along with the other one in West Offaly, is in big trouble. And despite all the talk of a just transition and a slow movement over 5 to 10 years to close, these two stations are in real trouble and real possibility of closing within the next 12 months.
Okay, Ciarán Mullooly, our Midlands correspondent in our Athlone studio.